Imagine, if you will, a wild grizzly bear chained to a tree, forced to fight an angry longhorned bull.
Was it a fight to the death?
That's what we potentially believe. It's hard to imagine that there would have been, like, a draw.
Amanda Seegers with Friends of Santa Cruz State Park says the bloody battle was once as common in California as Sunday brunch is today.
Prior to the mid-1860s, the spectacle of a brutal bear and bull fight were enjoyed often on the Sabbath after church services.
Nonetheless, historians trying to locate the exact locations of bear and bull rings have had little luck. That is, until now.
And we found one about there.
Archaeologist Sarah Pilo shows me where ground-penetrating radar found the remains of a large ring just outside the old Castro Adobe near Watsonville.
So we have a half of a circle that looks like an alignment of posts. So a line of evidence to support an interpretation or a hypothesis that there was a ring out here, a bull and bear ring.
And nearby, a sturdy metal tang once anchored to a tree.
Yeah, that ought to hold a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
If properly anchored.
The poor grizzly was always tied up for the fight. This could be the first such finding in California, but Pilo has this caution.
Like, take-home message is that we've got a couple of emerging lines of evidence to suggest this could be a bull and bear pit, but more historical and archaeological research needs to be done to continue to test those hypotheses.
Near Watsonville, Matt Bigler, KCBS.